Iceland City.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The latest school shooting happened this morning in Iowa.
Our hearts are heavy today and our prayers are with the Perry community.
Governor Kim Reynolds calls it a senseless tragedy. A student is dead after shots were fired at Perry High School. Mitch Mortbat with the Iowa Department of Public Safety says the gunman was a student, Dylan Butler.
Butler was armed with a pump-action shotgun and a small-caliber handgun. Butler also made a number of social media posts in and around the time of the shooting.
Butler died of what is believed to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Mortfat says there were six victims.
One of them who is deceased. That individual was a sixth grade student at Perry Middle School. The other five are being treated at area hospitals.
A school administrator was among those shot. Investigators believe the gunman in Iowa acted alone. Attorney General Merrick Garland has been briefed on the shooting. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says intelligence officials have determined Russia got ballistic missiles from North Korea and is trying to get close-range ballistic missiles from Iran to use in Ukraine.
We're not seeing anything that would tell us that these particular capabilities add something he doesn't already have. He had already had a pretty sophisticated missile capability before he decided to invade Ukraine, but it certainly is additive to his capability.
Kirby says Russia launched multiple North Korean ballistic missiles as part of an overnight attack. The U.S. is trying to assess the impact. An armed unmanned surface vessel launched from Houthi-controlled Yemen got within a couple of miles of Navy and commercial vessels in the Red Sea before detonating. Just hours after the White House and other nations issued a final warning to the Iran-backed militia group to stop the attacks or face potential military action. A member of the Proud Boys extremist group was sentenced to 10 years in prison for his role in the Capitol riot. The Dow finished up 10 points. This is AP News. Denmark's queen, Europe's longest reigning monarch, made one last public appearance before stepping down.
Queen Margrethe rode through Denmark's capital in a gilded carriage as she concluded her last New Year's celebrations before her abdication later this month. Thousands braved the freezing temperatures to cheer the popular queen along the route in what is to be her last public appearance as monarch. Although Margrethe had insisted for years that she wouldn't quit, she announced her abdication on December the 31st, saying recent back surgery led to thoughts about the future. She will step down on January the 14th after 52 years on the throne. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Taliban arrested a woman in the Afghan capital, Kabul, for wearing a bad hijab. It's the first official confirmation of a crackdown on women who don't follow the dress code imposed by the Taliban since they returned to power in Afghanistan in 2021. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock wants to remind you that deer accidents shouldn't cost you a lot of dough. Give Ryan a call to ensure you're not paying the big bucks at 608-583-0105.
Tonight, lows down to the lower 20s and mostly cloudy skies, patchy clearing late. Friday, mostly cloudy, highs of 34, southwest winds 5 to 10. Friday night, lows of 24 and cloudy. Cloudy Saturday as well, with flurries possible during the day and perhaps some steadier light snow at night, highs of 35. With light winds, it's 30 degrees.
WRCO 100.9.
I'm finally holding what I've been hoping for. We had a few drinks, some laughs at the bar, stayed out too late, and went a little too far. All but waking up with you on my chest, I had a pounding heart, an aching head, and no regret. Well, who knows, we might go down in flames. Then again, I might just change your name.
Yeah.
We could write it all as a sweet mistake. Only time will tell if we're on the right. All I know is I don't want to be alone tonight. Who knows, we might go down in flames. Then again, I might just change your name. Could it be I'm finally holding what I've been hoping for? Could it be the end of just friends, the start of something more?
Really gone too far. Seems a simple life is what we're missing. With every head bowed low, we stay stuck here on these phones. So thank you there, fancy technology. Man, I wish we'd go back again. Can you remember when we all tuned in?
Music from the Flat River Band with God Bless the Radio. Charlie Worsham before that with Could It Be? And the answer is yes. I am Bo Henricks. You are listening to WRCO. So that question is answered. And if you're wondering where you can hear Richland Center Hornet Girls Basketball tonight, right here on WRCO FM 100.9. And also live online at WRCO.com as Dodgeville comes to town to take on the Hornet Girls Basketball team. Pregame time at 7:15. Right now, though, back to music as we hear from Ian Munsick with Long Live Cowgirls.
She's a gooseneck on a dilly, a long neck at the bar. Loves old John Wayne movies, waltzing under them stars. She's sun up in the saddle, cutting through the herd. Loves branding her cattle, long live cowgirl. She's fast and she's wild. Stop a runaway freight train with her high country smile. She's tough as December, salt of the earth. Make you fall like September. Long live cowgirls. Well, she rode. Go back 10,000 tears ago.
memory lingers. No, I can't seem to let you go. I hear your voice. Tell me you love me, baby. That was 10,000 years ago. 10,000 years ago.
Don't you know I love you so?
I thought we had it made together till the salty river flowed. Salty river flow 10,000 years ago. Wish I could go back 10,000 years ago. Wish I could go back 10,000 years ago. 10,000 years ago.
Save extra now during the half price sale at Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center and Viroqua. Buy any item at the regular or sale price and get a second item of equal value or less for half price.
Yes, you heard it. Half price.
Special orders and layaways not included. The half price sale at Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, Richland Center and Viroqua. But hurry, this fantastic sale ends this Sunday.
Choose Mr. G.
Just in time for the holidays, the Richland County Historical Society has prepared a 2024 calendar with vintage pictures of one-room schools. Schools of Richland County by Steve Fogel appeared in the Republican Observer during the years 1952-1953. These are pictures of rural schools when he printed the histories of each in the paper, and those histories are available in the Richland County History Room of the Brewer Library. There are 46 total schools and 4 schools per month, with additional graded schools in the Richland County area included in this collector calendar. Printed by Hennig Printing with a laminated cover and bound with those collector calendars, they're available from any board of directors of the Richland County Historical Society for just $6 as a donation from the general public. Historical Society members, you can obtain the 2024 calendar for just $4 as a donation. Get yours as soon as possible. Schools of Richland County, a 2024 calendar from the Richland County Historical Society. Look us up on the web, richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
100.9 WRCO.
Ooh.
as a cowboy, hard as a rock. Mama, she was quiet as a prayer. And Daddy'd always tell me, son, you gotta be tough. Mama'd kiss my cheek and say, play fair. Well, I did my best to make them proud of me, but it's never been an easy place to be. Somewhere between Jesus and John Wayne, a cowboy and a saint, crossing the open range. Well, I try to be more like you, Lord, most days I know I ain't. I'm somewhere between Jesus and John Wayne. Mama's love was tender, Daddy's love was strong, but both of them were there to help the weak. They taught me to stand up and fight for what is right. They showed me how to turn the other cheek. Now I see there's both of them in me, and maybe that's the best I'll ever hope to be. Somewhere between Jesus and John Wayne, a cowboy and a saint, crossing the open range. I try to be more like you, Lord, most days I know I ain't. I'm somewhere between Jesus and John. Cowboy and a saint, the cross and the open range. Well, I try to be more like you, Lord, most days I know I ain't. Cause I'm somewhere between Jesus and John Wayne. Well, I'm stuck somewhere between Jesus and John Wayne.
Watching cigarettes burn out till all the neon gets turned out. I was so on fire for you, it hurts. I am a thousand cigarettes can burn out. Just watching rivers run down the side of my body, almost like it's crying my tears. Have the world on a string, and then I lost everything, and that's how I wound up here. Watching cigarettes burn out till all the neon gets turned out. There's nothing left but ending glasses now. It's all flashes now. I keep
cigarette can burn.
I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute.
We've got an active shooter situation at Perry High School. We need you en route.
The first day of school after winter break in Perry, Iowa, marked by a shooting. Dallas County Dispatch, courtesy Broadcastify.
We have a male subject down in the hallway. Appears to be self-inflicted.
Authorities say that shooter, a 17-year-old, killed a sixth grader and wounded five others. Investigators say they also found an improvised explosive device, which they rendered safe. A lot of economic news today. The U.S. Treasury says the national debt has surpassed $34 trillion, a record high. Job openings fell slightly in November, but remain high by historical standards at 8.8 million. And the number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell last week. The average rate on a 30-year mortgage ended higher, and stocks finished mixed. The S&P 500 slipped 0.3%. The Dow was almost flat, gaining 10 points. I'm Ben Thomas.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. The Richland Center girls basketball team hosts Dodgeville on the radio tonight. Pregame time 7:15, sponsored by Vitesnik Power Sports. Coach Alec Adson says the team has been improving.
We're working on getting the girls to, you know, always be looking for their shot, you know, always have that attack mentality versus, you know, just trying to run the offense and look for one option in the offense. We're trying to get them to play more basketball first, use the offense as kind of a good rule of thumb, like spacing-wise. And so that's probably our biggest struggle, but I'd say we're getting better.
The Hornets host Dodgeville tonight in girls basketball. The Wisconsin men's hockey team will go on the road this weekend for a Big Ten Conference series at Notre Dame. The Badgers are riding a 7-game win streak after taking the title at the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff last week. The next opponent for the number 5 rated Badgers has a record of 10-8-2. Goaltender Ryan Bischel of the Fighting Irish has the second best save percentage behind only Wisconsin's Kyle McClellan. The Bucks are back to action tonight as they will be playing against the San Antonio Spurs, and the Badger women's basketball team will host Nebraska this evening. I'm Phil Nee, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
The Goplin Insurance Agency offers auto owners insurance, the no problem people. Let the Goplin Insurance Agency keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Call Gander's Cleaning Service, your certified carpet cleaning technicians, for carpet and upholstery steam cleaning and janitorial service. You'll like what you see from Gander's Cleaning Service. Heartland Christmas Trees thanks you for your continued support. Look for the Heartland Christmas Trees holiday seasonal retail outlets throughout the area.
The forecast for tonight, calling for lows down to around 20, or the lower 20s, and southwest winds 3 to 7. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, some patchy clearing skies. Friday, mostly cloudy, highs of 34, southwest winds 5 to 10. Friday night, lows of 24 and cloudy. Cloudy Saturday, flurries possible during the day, and some could be steadier for light snowfall at night, highs of 35. It's a cloudy 30 degrees with no precipitation. The barometer, though, now falling. It's at 30.28, and we have light winds. Again, it's 29 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
Never, ever, never not a good time. From a half block away. Ooh, yeah. And they're calling our name. Got a pocket full of overtime. Just got paid. Uh-huh. Feel like making it rain. Bartender, won't you go ahead and start me a tab? Pour me up a double of whatever you have. Never too early, never too late. If the mood is right, the beer's on us, then baby, you can try to fight it, but you might as well let it loose. Cause when we get to burning down a Friday night, it's never, ever, never not a good time. Spinning around on the dance floor, we're wearing it out. Alright, and there ain't no doubt someone's shooting shot, somebody's moving on. But we're all getting gone. Bartender, put another round of drinks on my tab. Don't matter if it's Jose, Captain Jim, or Jack. Never too early, never too late. If the mood is right, the beer's on ice.
chances. I told her that I didn't till I wanted one with you. Well, I have a feeling we can work this out. I think we're getting closer to what love's all about. Love is a raging fire. Love is all of this. Love is one desire. Love is forgiveness. We both agreed we'd made the right decision.
All the static and the noise, but I keep a listening. Cause I never had a choice when it came to you. I'd love to see you. If you're ever out this way, you sound happy. Guess things are working out okay, and I'm getting better. Put in one foot in front of the other. And I know that California ain't to blame. And I know there's tons of people in LA. But if you ever get lonely and you miss me, if you need someone to listen, even if it's only the sound of someone's voice who loves you, that you need to hear. You know where to find me if you ever get lonely. Sounds like a good time. Going down at the other end. You got a new love, got a new life, a whole new set of friends. Do you expect me to pretend that I don't love you? I don't love you. But if you ever get lonely
was a typical summer, hot down by the water's edge. We were lovers, awkward, tripping on words, falling for each other. We were desperate for something more than 17 years of innocence wasn't enough to keep us from the edge. We had to jump off, but nothing could stop us. Nothing in this world. Usually burning up the sidewalk, but it makes good small talk. Oh, it's so wonderful seeing you after all these years, and I wonder what the chances were of meeting you in this coffee shop. Girl, the last time I looked into your
from the Drew Davis Band, back there all the time on your home for country and community, WRCO. A quick reminder, a special birthday celebration will be held for Bernard Cooey on Sunday the 7th from 1 to 4 in the activity room at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Friends and family are invited to help Bernard celebrate his 100th birthday.
Is it too late for me to become physically active? Should I take special precautions? Hi, this is Tracy at Simon's Recreation Complex. More and more older adults are proving that you are never too old to exercise. When starting a program, you should take some precautions. Check with your doctor before beginning an exercise program. Don't try to do too much too fast. Exercise in an intensity appropriate for you. Pick activities that are fun, that suit your needs, and can be done year-round. Wear comfortable clothing and footwear. Take more time to warm up and cool down before and after a workout. Stretch slowly. Simon's Recreation Complex is a participating member of the Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active programs, which are leading fitness programs designed specifically for older adults. Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active incorporates the above precautions in all of their exercise classes. Call or stop in today with your Medicare Supplement Insurance card. You may be eligible for a free membership to Simon's Recreation Complex, including all classes. Stop by today and learn why many of our adults refer to Simon's Recreation Complex as their personal fountain of youth. Let Simon's Recreation Complex show you how to increase your energy levels while decreasing the aches and pains of aging. Let Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness, and we have the means to make it happen.
Nominations are still being sought for this year's Making a Difference Awards. The annual awards, which are sponsored by Richland Rejuvenates and WRCO, will be presented at the annual banquet held this year, Sunday, January 28th, at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Nominations are being sought for Business of the Year, Outstanding Organization, Civic Leadership, Nonprofit of the Year, Best Face Forward, Community Stewardship, the Emergency Responder Award, Educator of the Year, Medical Hero, Up and Coming Youth Award as well. Nominations are easy. You may submit a nomination by going to southwestpartners.org and clicking on the Making a Difference link and nominate. You may also mail the information to Making a Difference in care of Southwest Partners Incorporated, P.O. Box 651, Richland Center, or email your nomination to swp.acctg@gmail.com. You can also drop off information at 1313 West Seminary Street in Richland Center. Nominations are due January 5th at 5 p.m. Now is the time to nominate the people who are making a difference in Richland County.
WRCO 100.9.
Come from a long line of tough, and I'm built to stand my ground. Yeah, when push comes to shove, I don't back up and I don't back down, because I know just what is back home that I'm fighting for. I'll storm through the gates of hell, even if it means I'm knocking on heaven's door. Tread on me, remind my memory. I fight for you so that you're free. We've never met, but bet I'll do it again. And I'll lose my mind, I'll give my life, if that's what it costs, for that flag to fly. And I'll wear it proud like all the others before me. Why the hell you think they call it old glory? Rolling through the sea, or boots down in the sand. Those eyes in the sky, Lord knows that you're in good hands. In the land of the free, it doesn't matter where you are. Always have, will always be, fighting for the stripes and every star, every star. So don't tread on me or my memory. I fight for you so that you're free. We've never met, but bet I'll do it again. And I'll lose my mind, I'll give my life, if that's what it costs, for that flag to fly. Proud like all the others before me. Why the hell you think they call it old glory? The eagle spreads its wings all over the world. Too many miles from husbands and wives and little boys and girls. Back home, missing first steps and wedding rings, last words and angel wings. But if that's what it takes, that's what it takes. So don't tread on me or my memory. I fight for you so that you're free. We've never met, but bet I'll do it again. For that flag to fly, now wear it proud like all the others before me. Why the hell you think they call it old glory? That's why we call her old glory.
one.